Good afternoon. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Vince Colbluga with a look at these headlines. A new lawsuit accuses state election officials of failing to keep the state's voting processes secure. The state newspaper of Columbia reports the suit says the South Carolina Election Commission has deprived voters of their constitutional right to vote by failing to provide a reliable voting system. The suit, filed by a former state lawmaker and businessman, goes on to say the state's digital voting machines are antiquated and have deep security flaws that make them easy targets for hackers. Election Commission Executive Director Marcy Andino had no comment on the lawsuit, but said the commission knows the voting machines are old and that it has tried to get money to replace them from the General Assembly. BMW says it will continue plans to add 1,000 jobs in South Carolina, even as it starts production of a new electric vehicle in China. A company spokesman said the carmaker is committed to spending some $600 million in Spartanburg over the next 3 years. Steeper tariffs have already raised sticker prices overseas for cars built at the Spartanburg plant, and South Carolina suppliers want BMW to give them some certainty. BMW has told the Trump administration that 45,000 jobs in South Carolina alone are at stake. Governor Henry McMaster raised more than $1 million in the most recent filing period as he seeks his first full term in office. Election filings show McMaster raised $1.28 million from May 23rd to June 30th. His challenger, Democratic nominee James Smith, raised about $316,000 during the same period. The University of South Carolina just raised tuition and fees for next school year. The state newspaper of Columbia reports the university's Board of Trustees approved the increases today. In-state graduates next year will see an additional $177 per semester, while out-of-state students will pay $468. The new charges are expected to bring in an additional $11 million in revenue, which the university plans to spend on upgrading its IT infrastructure, academic programs, and the school's police department. The driver killed in a crash with a congressional candidate was legally drunk at the time, according to police records. Media reports the Charleston County Sheriff's Office released previously undisclosed details about the crash that severely injured Republican candidate Katie Arrington. Helen White, the driver of the vehicle that hit the car carrying Arrington, had a blood alcohol content of 0.153, nearly twice the legal limit. Arrington faces a month-long recovery. Some elderly South Carolina consumers who purchased long-term care insurance plans meant to help them with the cost of nursing homes and assisted living say the plans were a bad deal and now they're paying for them. Consumers, regulators, insurers, and brokers met yesterday to discuss long-term care insurance. The Charleston Post and Courier reports long-term care policies have been sold for 30 years. During that time, premiums have risen as the cost of nursing homes and assisted living skyrocketed, forcing some consumers to drop their coverage. Former President Bill Clinton is coming to Columbia to honor a former governor who served in his cabinet. The University of South Carolina says that Clinton will speak at an August 6th reception in Columbia to officially open the special collections of Dick Riley. Riley chaired Clinton's presidential campaign in South Carolina and served as Secretary of Education during all 8 years of Clinton's administration. Citadel graduate and Air Force Major Charles Hodges was part of a multinational team involved in the rescue of 12 boys and their soccer coach stranded in a cave in northern Thailand. Hodges described to CBS This Morning what was going through his head after pulling the last boy from the cave.
Yeah, the final moment the boys left the cave, obviously there's a big sigh of relief. Everybody knew that big home run had been hit. But at the same time, there was still cautious optimism only because we still had four Thai Navy SEALs that were still back there that we were waiting on. We knew the mission wasn't over yet when the last boy came out.
One Thai Navy SEAL died during the operation. Thai health officials say the boys lost an average of 4 pounds while in the cave, but otherwise are doing fine. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio on southcarolinapublicradio.org.